Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hour number two, Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming on the Game Nashville app. Chase McCabe, Darren McFarland, Willie Donick here with you. You just made the list coming up at 12 o'clock, but right now we say hello to Jeff Burton, former driver and now analyst with NASCAR on NBC. They head to the Talladega Super Speedway in Alabama this weekend with coverage beginning on Sunday at 12 o'clock Central with NASCAR America pre-race, followed by the Yellowwood 500 at 1 o'clock Central on NBC. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
You know, we're fantastic. Got that new schedule out, and NBC's portion will kick off in our market at the Nashville Super Speedway. And I can remember a couple of years ago, I had you on my podcast, and we talked about this city and how important it would be for NASCAR to get back here. I know it's a different track than you and I talked about. We talked about the fairgrounds, but how excited are you to see NASCAR and the Cup Series back in the Nashville market?
Extremely excited. Nashville and NASCAR belong together. If you look at a long, long, long history of NASCAR being at the Nashville Fairgrounds, country music and NASCAR go together. Of course, you know, Nashville has grown so much, and you guys have so much to offer to so many different people. I think for NASCAR, it's important to be there. Nashville has just changed so much, and just a great opportunity for the two entities to get back together, and both are gonna be better for it. Just a great opportunity for both.
Yeah, and looking forward to it. And you know, who knows, the fairgrounds could be in play in a couple of years, have a couple of races here. But with the schedule release, this is the first time in a long time, Jeff, and you've been in the sport for a long time, that we have seen as much of a shakeup with the schedule. What did you think about it overall?
Well. Yeah, I don't know that I've, in all my time around this sport, that I have seen that many changes, over consecutive years, much less in one release. I mean, you're talking about a major change, a major shift, leaving some areas, going to some areas that we've never been to before, going back to some areas a couple times, increasing the number of road course races. It's really just it's just a sign of the times, meaning that, you know, NASCAR has been saying for about a year and a half that there, 2 years, there's going to be a major shift. That shift is going to represent what the fan base has said they want to see, and that's what happened. And you know, going back to Darlington twice, going back to Nashville, going back to Atlanta, taking away some 2.5 mile and a half races to and replace them with either shorter tracks or with road courses. Those are things that the fans have asked for, and NASCAR brought it. The craziest thing is the dirt race that got added. I mean, not only is it a dirt race for the Cup Series, it's at Bristol Motor Speedway where they're going to come in and bring in however many. I don't know. I can only imagine how many dump truck loads of dirt they're going to have to bring in to do that. That's in itself crazy. Like, if you told me that was going to happen 3 years ago, there's no way. So just an amazing amount of changes. You know, when you go back, Nate Ryan with NBC Sports wrote something yesterday or late last night on Twitter that kind of walked through the history of, you know, the realignment and schedules. It was fascinating to read. And he went back into history and mapped, you know, what NASCAR said at those times and made changes because fans wanted to see different things or whatever it happened to be. And it's amazing how history is repeating itself. And it's also amazing how they said, if things don't work, we're going to move it again. And that's what just happened. So just a continued evolution. I don't know. You know, I don't know how else to say it. I've just never seen that many changes, but overall, you know, greatly positive.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Jeff Burton, NASCAR and NBC here with us, Talladega this weekend. We'll get to that. You mentioned the road courses, adding more road courses, or, you know, the Indy road course is going to be a part of it. We already know the Roval. They'll do the Daytona road course for the Busch Clash. How much did you enjoy road racing? I know it's kind of a love-hate thing with some drivers, but how did you feel about it when you were driving?
So it's fun. Like, it's really fun to do. The fact that you're doing it with less experience than some other people, and the fact that every race matters so much in regard to points and the opportunity to win a championship, that sucks some of the fun out of it, right? Because it made it very, very serious business. I will say this, that was a different time. We had two races on road courses. And we're talking about having five now, and we're talking about having races in the playoffs that are road courses. So you better sharpen up, and you better make it a huge part of your repertoire. There's more, think about this, there's more road course races than there are super speedway races. There's two races at Daytona, two races at Talladega, total of four races, obviously, and there's going to be five road course races. So we used to talk about making, when we were discussing how to build our team for the upcoming year, where to spend the money, where to put the emphasis, there were times that we would say, you know what, good chance you're going to wreck at Daytona. You know, we're going to put some effort into it, but we're going to put way more effort into other things. Well, now you can't do that. And we used to do the same thing with road courses. We used to say, you know, the same thing. Well, now you can't do that. There's five of those things in there. That's a lot of points. That's a lot of opportunities. And I tell you something else it does. It opens the door for consideration of drivers that you wouldn't have considered. So think about this for just a moment. We have two drivers in the Xfinity Series today, Chase Briscoe and Austin Cindric. Both are really, really good road racers. If I'm a car owner, I'm sitting there thinking, these two guys could win me a race next year on these road courses. And they also have some experience on those road courses that the Cup drivers don't have. So that's going to provide some opportunity, in my opinion, for some young drivers to get an opportunity in cars that they may been on the edge about getting that ride. This could push them over the edge.
How much have your son Harrison, of course, is in the Xfinity Series for Joe Gibbs Racing. How much have you worked with him on some of these different tracks, whether it's a road course or maybe things that he didn't have experience with as he's advanced his career?
Yeah, so we you know, I believe that you have to work really hard and you have to put a lot of emphasis on as much as you can, but you also have to focus on enough things to be able to do what you're doing right. So we worked on road course stuff, but not to the degree that we worked on other things. We had an unbelievable plan in place for him to get tons of road course experience this year, and COVID-19 shut all that down. We had an incredible amount of things that he was going to be doing to sharpen his road course skills, to get better at it, and it just all got canceled. I mean, every single thing but one got canceled. Then on top of that, all the practices got canceled in the NASCAR series. So a good plan gone bad. We had it all mapped out. It was part of an overall plan that we put together 2 years ago, and just didn't think about planning for COVID.
I don't think anybody did, Jeff. How hard is it for you to balance sometimes when you're in the booth and you're calling a race, but you're watching your son? I mean, we've seen it over the years in NASCAR that whether it's DW cheering on Michael or Ned Jarrett and Dale Jarrett, but now you're in that seat of you have a job to do, but you're also being a dad at the same time.
Well, so what's important for me is that when I talk to, I had a conversation with Ross Chastain yesterday in the Xfinity Series, and he races against my son, and he actually made a comment to me. He said, "Jeff, I don't know how you do it." He said, "You call it like you see it, and I don't know how you do it." And that's how it has to be. Like, I have to call it the way I see it. Sometimes it may be best to say nothing, right? Sometimes I'll let my counterparts talk about something that, because every competitor deserves to know that the people that are the analysts they're paying attention to the entire picture, not something with blinders on, not something with preconceived notions. That's not fair to all the other competitors. So, you know, I work for NBC, but I really feel like I work for the race fans, and I feel like I owe it to the competitors to know what I'm talking about and to represent it fairly. And if I stick to those two things, it's okay. Now, there's times I have to come home and say, Harrison, I said something about you today. You're not going to like me. and he knows it, and we laugh about it. But that's my job, and I had my job before he had his. So I'm going to do it the way I need to do it.
So we know one thing that you can expect this weekend at Talladega is the unexpected. I was looking at, who's the favorite? There's no clear-cut favorite because you can't really predict that in super speedway racing, but we're in the middle of the playoffs, and this is always the wild card. So what are you looking for at Talladega this weekend?
Yeah, everything you just said prior, that's right. You know, it's so hard even on a normal weekend to try to predict what's going to happen at Talladega. It's such a crazy race. You know, I think that Joey Logano and Brad Keselowski have proven to me to be really, really good at plate racing. The Hendrick cars are really, really fast. You know, I think that when you look at the points and with the Roval coming up next, meaning that's just as volatile of a race as Talladega, I think they're going to have to push. I think they're going to have to go make something happen. I don't think they can just ride around and not get points. So I expect to see a very aggressive race. I expect to see people fighting to get stage points. I think track position is going to matter. So I expect to see an aggressive race. I don't think there's a few people in the field, Kevin Harvick, you know, there's a Denny Hamlin, there's a few people in the field that can probably be best served by just staying out of the mess. But the majority of people in the field have too much to lose if they don't go get points, and that means you have to be aggressive and pushing to make something happen.
Well, we're looking forward to watching it this Sunday with coverage beginning at 12 o'clock Central Time on NBC with the NASCAR America pre-race show and then the Yellowwood 500 at 1 also on NBC. And the Xfinity Series will be tomorrow on NBCSN at 2:30 Central. Jeff, appreciate the time as always. We look forward to actually seeing you guys at the racetrack and not just at Charlotte in the near future.
I'll be glad when that happens.
I know you miss it, but we look forward to seeing you in Nashville next June.
I'm so excited about coming to Nashville. It's going to be a party. It's going to be a great time, and I appreciate you guys having me on today.
Thank you, sir. Jeff Burton, NASCAR on NBC. We'll have more coming here on Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.